Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast. Simplecast makes podcasting easy, affordable, and downright friendly. Use the promo code CHICAGO to get 50% off your first 3 months. Now, back to the adventure. Long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, were three heroes, and their names were Jeff, Bonnie, and Jasper.
Yes.
And in a different galaxy, there were three Burnfort contestants, and their names were Griana, Kai, and Zill.
Oh. I want to do the other story. Can we go to them?
You want to be Jasper?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead and roll a D6 lightsaber. Just kidding. We're on track today. So it's been about 2 days here. You're actually on day three. This is the first Wednesday officially at the Gauntlet. You spent the morning at the training session that they invite all hero teams to come train at, and you had just left and had been trained a little bit extra in the art of duel. You got that sick bonus for helping out the people of the Midlands, I would say. Yeah. And now you are off to Excellence's shop. It's the four of you walking together, and by four of you, I mean Zill, Kai, and Griana. If I do remember correctly, things had ended a little tensely. Some of you had been...
Wait, four?
Mavis is here with
and
us.
And Mavis. Yeah. What name did I say?
You didn't say Mavis.
Oh, great.
You said by the four of you, I mean Griana, Kai, and Zill.
Great.
Was that a joke?
I was like, what?
Everything's a joke. Me thinking I can count is the biggest joke of all. And Mavis, who... exists as well. As if I remember correctly, things had left off a little tensely, as some of you had been happy about winning and some of you had been sad about losing. So I remember that it was a rather silent-filled walk.
Right.
But it is a Wednesday afternoon in Burnfort, meaning that the streets are lively. You are walking through the Imperial Crest right now after leaving the arena, so it's tall buildings made of either sort of glistening gray stone or very beautiful white marble. And you're walking through and you're getting glances, some of which recognize you, some of which do not. It's kind of hard not to know that you're at least a hero team because you're all wearing similar daggers and kind of are looking to make sure you know where you're going. You know, they say you can tell you're a tourist in Chicago if you look up at the buildings. It's sort of the same thing. So you guys are walking to Excellence's Alchemy Shop, which you know is in the Midlands. You were given directions by Croyd's daughter. And you are on your way. Is there any strategizing going, or are you walking in silence?
My rib hurts, so there's a couple like... Mm-hmm.
Zill, are you still mad at me for making fun of you? I would like to get past it because that was silly.
I'm fine.
Okay. Now, gang, let's focus on getting our animals back to shape. Because we gotta get that cat back
Let's
to
go,
his
Fred.
Daddy.
Let's go.
What? Let's go, friends.
Back to his daddy.
The king. What? The king.
I also am his gonna treat my ladies to a healing potion because I believe we need to stock up on some.
You're gonna go buy them.
Buy them.
I thought you were giving them to them.
We definitely. Yeah, because I'm all stocked up, but we definitely need to I'm all back in. I'm back in full health. That's what I meant to say, but I'm not stocked up.
Yeah, no, I don't have any potions.
All right, let's do this.
All right, so you are walking, you've agreed. The tension is sort of lightened. You guys stop at no lunch places. Very much business on the mind. Obviously, Kai, you are not used to going this long without Cooper, so you were mostly excited just to be reunited. Yeah. So you are walking down the street. I need Griana to roll a perception.
Okay. Frick. Let me see. Let me remember how much I add because that's important. All right. 5.
You rolled a 5?
Yeah, I rolled a 5. Cool. What the hell? Can I try again with my new dice?
No, that's not how this works.
Well, I did roll my new dice, and I... Fuck me.
Use ties.
I did use ties. Thanks, Ty.
Thanks, Ty. Okay, so you're walking. Boy, you're really taking in the architecture. This is the nicest. These are the nicest buildings you've ever seen in your frickin' life.
I wanted to be the one that noticed something.
For once in my life, I wanted to notice.
I keep rolling low. Okay.
Maybe you need your dice as saged.
Oh, maybe, actually.
$5.
It's a new business.
I have sage.
So you and she'll only do, it for free.
Yeah,
you don't know how to properly say.
So we're what do
I can look it up on.
So you're walking down. You're appreciating the architecture. So obviously you're still in the Imperial Crest, and which is you obviously scout, especially those of you who are more used to navigating through cities, which would be mostly Kai, a little bit Zil, and absolutely not Griana. Well, Griana, I don't think you've ever been to a city before this. You're very much a small town girl.
Yeah, honestly, no.
So it's a bit of a learning process, you know, coming to the city for the first time and getting your sea legs.
Right, like, wow, look at that. Oh, hey, city slicker food? Sure.
Rats on a stick?
Yeah. From a cart?
Genius.
So you walk through the Imperial Crest. Which means that you're into the Merchants District, the stone, and the sort of architecture here. The architecture is still very nice, but obviously this is less wealth-filled, so there's not as much whites of very fancy marble, and more so the grays, and all the buildings kind of look the same. And you walk into, there's this huge street, and it's very much... and there's no like wagons allowed on the street, and it's just people walking around. And in the center of this very large section is like a smaller marketplace with tents popped up and stuff. And then surrounding it are the big buildings to sort of make a circular sort of hub of the Merchants District, in which the buildings, but they're very flat roofed, and a lot of them are actually restaurants. So they have outdoor seating set up on top, so you actually can look up and see people like enjoying lunches, and you can hear the sounds of like live bands playing to entertain people. And meanwhile, a section lower, there's still the buzz of the merchants as small marketplace trades are being made. Also there in the central, you see that the gauntlet board has been moved to the Crier's Plaza, which is what this is. As everyone had promised, this has been moved down. You see the board there with the requests and the current ranking lists, which haven't been updated yet because it's only been 3 days. And so you're allowed to see that. You see all that you're allowed to. You see all of that too. And you walk past that. You walk through the Merchants District. And then you start seeing less of the gray stones. And you start seeing more... woods and mixes of woods and stones, and you're heading into the less rich downhill as you make your way back into the Midlands, which is your home for now. This is more obviously like people who work in the Merchants District would probably live here and commute upwards. You are back in sort of the quote, quoth, commonplace section. Most of you are more likely to feel at home here. So the stone is turning into mixes of stone and wood to create the buildings, and then some are just wood because it's easier to get. And you're following directions you were given by Cord's daughter, and eventually what comes into a sight is a building that seems to be crammed in between two other buildings. And it's very tall, but also very thin. And It looks like it's wood, but it glimmers like it's stone. And so the glint is almost one of the first things that hits you, and the second thing being that there's purple roofing on top, which is the first sort of eccentric roofing you've seen amongst the city.
Beautiful.
In really large letters, you see the words excellence. And you've sort of found your way, so you walk closer. as you are getting there, you kind of hear, like, as it comes into the site, you sort of hear, like, a from Mavis. and you're walking closer, and you see that the building has a bunch of windows, but all of these windows have been filled with displays, so you can't actually see into the shop. And now these displays have very interesting things inside of them. Each one of them has a sort of theme to them, and they're very, like, bright and very, like, advertise-y. And so there will be, like, a stack of potions, and it'll be like, get him back in love with you with these three simple potions.
Oh, yes.
And then over here, it will, like, and then there's another one that says, surprise him in bed after drinking this.
No.
And then there's one that says, and it's like, these salves will keep you awake for days.
Yeah.
And so it's just these sections of.
I need that.
Yeah, so it's a lot of these. And so are you just going straight in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Walking in with purpose.
With purpose.
With purpose. So you approach the door. You notice that the door is the same purple as the roofing, and it has a just a bright gold handle on the door. And so you turn and you walk in, and it's very much you notice that though it was a tall and thin shop, there are, like, levels of stairs leading up to more shop things, and the store extends very, very far backwards. And it is a almost IKEA-esque,
yes!
like, this is a hyper brand, like, this is excellence. So there are display stands, and this is especially weird for perhaps a small town girl who is used to walking into a convenience store and just being like, these are the things we have.
In my brain, it's like,
yeah, this is the panache of a true, like, city shop. This is you know, it's a lush sort of, like,
wow.
Yeah.
Grandmama used to talk of these places.
Yes, Grandmama did. And so it extends very far back. You cannot see the back of the shop from here. And at the door, there is a person. It is a human girl. She is dressed in purple work clothes. And she says, hi, welcome to Excellences. Take a bag. And she hands you all four of you shopping bags. Mm-hmm. She says, let me know if you have any questions.
I raise my hand.
Yes.
Hello. yeah.
So we had a little incident in the sewers, and we have two very
need to shrink things.
Yeah, we have two very giant animals, a ferret and a cat. One is the princess cat,
I
add.
Yeah, one of them may be related to royalty.
Yeah,
is Evanescence here? What's her name?
Evanescence.
What is her name?
I don't
What's the owner's name? Do they, the one that knows Jack and Jill. Who are they? Yeah. Where are they?
You mean Excellence?
Yes.
Excellence. Oh, yes.
And then she sort of looks down because her work clothes, like, says Excellence on them. And everything around says Excellence.
You're Excellence.
No. I'm Melissa.
Who owns the shop?
I just greet people at the door. Yeah, it sounds like you might want to talk to Excellence. She's
wonderful.
It's that sort of register, not a register.
Customer service.
It's a register.
Thank you so much, Melissa. When I take the survey, I'll make sure to rate you high.
Thank you.
Also, can I ask her a question?
Yeah, anything. That's what I'm here for.
Got anything for some very bruised and possibly broken ribs?
Yes, our healing selves are right there.
Oh, Kai grabs four.
I have a question. Do you have anything for direct communication with people who live in Florida?
Florida.
Like something like a communication device through potion?
I mean, you can ask Excellence. She's very good at getting artifacts that do fantastic things, but...
Thank you.
All right.
I will ask.
All right. All right, and so you guys are sort of working your way through the shop, and you pass... a lot of, like, a mixture of class is here. You see that wealthier-looking people do come here, and there are also average people here.
Okay.
And so it's a very, like, steady mix, a bunch of different, like...
A lot of different prices.
Humans and, like, you know, like, elves and gnomes and halflings and everyone sort of here. This seems to be a very friendly place for all. And you begin walking back to the sort of customer service place, as you put it. And you sort of see that there is this wall has been constructed, and it's just a wall of potions that are all different colors of purple. And they're, like, meticulously placed, so it's, like, this very, like, purple mosaic-y potion thing. And in front of it is this very brilliant purple dragonborn lady.
Oh, my, my God. Who, you're beautiful.
Who is sitting in the, on this sort of bar stool with her legs crossed. And she has her hands folded, and she's leaning on the counter, and she's talking to another man. And this is very, it's almost, you know, if some were sort of talking Gatsby metaphors, it very much looks like a throne that she sort of built herself.
What's the color of her hair?
She does not have hair. She is a dragonborn lady. If you want, I can show you Pixbo.
Yo. She's cute. She looks good. Like, yeah. I'm a little self-conscious standing next to her. Like, I feel like my excellence is
not up to par. And you get the feeling that that's kind of her shit.
She yeah, likes. She knows she looks good.
She likes inspiring intimidation and terror of the sorts. Let me just show you guys sort of. This is her little Pinterest collage.
Oh my gosh, of course. That's exactly.
Can you see Liz?
Spot on.
I take a knee.
In and the I middle go of the store.
Your Excellence, we have a request. And can I grab, reach out for her hand?
Ooh. I mean, okay, so there's a few things going on. Oh, sorry. One, there's like a hot, it's like a service counter that she's behind. So if you kneel, you're kind of like out of sight immediately.
She places her hand on the counter.
She just like reaches over. Hello.
Sorry, is there a small child in my shop?
Bria, I'm sorry. I pick her up and I say, she can't
okay,
see
so
you.
Okay, so Excellence is talking to someone else is another thing that I was... So let me back up for a second. Let me finish my description got interrupted by me choking. It's mostly me because I choked for a second. And she's talking to this man. He, tall, probably around 6'2", 6'3", human, very broad shoulders, but still like very lanky. Like very thin arms. He is dressed in Imperial Crest level clothing. Mm. And he has a very distinct looking band on his arm that is platinum on top of his clothes.
Is that the prince?
You have no idea. Why would I even say yes? You have no idea who this man is. And he's speaking to Excellence very intently.
Can I roll the eavesdrop?
Oh, yes.
What do I roll for that?
You're going to roll stealth.
Wouldn't it to be to hear? Or?
I mean, it's going to be to hear without looking like you're listening in.
Stealth. So 19.
Okay. So you get closer and...
I just make it look like I'm looking at things, like on the counter. Yeah. Is it like a see-through counter?
Yeah.
I'm just making it look like
more potions underneath. And so you hear him going, listen, I needed to make sure that the requisition for the month is here, and I need to get that confirmation before I leave for the council meeting. And Excellence is nodding. She says, yes, I know. My grandson's in the back looking now, but I don't know how you expect me to do such a large order so quickly. I understand that it's for the crest and the council. Ooh. But I think you're lucky I'm not charging you extra. It's a good thing that we're friends, Milos. And mm-hmm. And you see him go, you're right. Listen, will you just send a messenger? We'll pay him. Just let me know, please, if it's there. And she says, absolutely, I will let you know. And he nods and he turns around and sort of like is facing you guys. And so he sort of like, and walks around you guys.
His name was Melange.
You didn't hear that.
Only Zil would have heard it.
So his name was Melange?
It was Melange? Milos.
Milos.
Yes. Okay. And at that point, Kai, you are nudged in the ribs. Soft, not very hard. Soft nudge in the ribs. And Mavis like turns to you and goes, he was hot.
Smoking. I kind of want to meet the grandson.
The grandson. The Grant.
The Excellence's grandson.
I'm sorry, right. I heard that too.
I don't know. And the grandson could be a cool little ditty.
How old is the grandson? Let's see.
And at that point, Mavis smirks and goes, gonna get yourself a dragon?
Hell yeah, dibs.
At that point, she sort of like rolls her eyes.
Oh my God.
Gotcha. Are we next in line?
And then it looks like you're next in line. And sort of one of you goes, but instead someone walks in front of you and it is this girl and she's dressed in all pink and she has almost like a tutu type thing.
Excuse me.
Who's this bitch?
And she goes, oh, Excellence, do you have what we were talking about? And Excellence goes, she claps her hands once and she goes, yes, I do. And she reaches behind her and she reaches her hand sort of behind a different like box behind the counter and pulls out a jug that looks much larger than what may have fit in the box. so she pulls out this giant jug and it's this clay jug that's got a lid on top and on it in very curvy font says sugar. And she sets it on the counter, and the girl starts, she squeals, and she goes, oh, Excellence, I cannot believe you've done it again. Thank you so much. And then Excellence sort of shakes her hand, and she goes, not an easy find, not an easy find, Nadia. And Nadia at this point, she goes, fine, I'll put extra in the shipment this week. And an Excellent nods and says, and she's like, that'll do. And oh God, bad advice. Nadia picks up the jar that says sugar on it and walks away as well.
Wow.
And
sugar's pretty valuable. I'm just kidding. It's probably not sugar. It's probably
Coke.
Cocaine.
Is that Coke?
Is that Coke?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And with that, Excellence's eyes move over to the four of you.
We all smile at once.
M'lady.
We do, as if we've rehearsed it, but we haven't. But we all smile at once.
Mavis does not.
Walk up. I mean, I'm talking about us. I'm not talking about Mavis. Mavis does whatever she fucking wants.
Yeah, actually, at this point, Mavis has sort of like noticed the shop she's in and has started walking away from you guys. She's obviously like, ooh, shopping. Okay. And has sort of like wandered.
Hello, Excellence.
Hi, Excellence.
M'lady, you are looking ravish today.
Ravishing. I am Griana.
I'm Zill.
And I'm Kai Abaday.
And we need your help.
Oh, I am always willing to help three damsels in distress. What can I?
Oh, well, okay. I wouldn't
I'm
quite.
I'm kidding.
We are?
I'm
well,
kidding.
We technically are damsels in distress because we... we are in distress.
You're a team, no? Where are you from?
Langdale.
We're the Langdale team. We are originally from Troutbeck.
Interesting.
Unfortunate incidents happened at Troutbeck.
Oh.
We were in Langdale. We won a tournament in Langdale. Now we're from
Langdale. Long story short, we're the Langdale team.
Where are you staying?
Midlands. Jack and Jill's.
Jack.
What's up with Jack? Lovely.
Oh, lovely. Great.
Lovely woman.
I'm sure that... Jack sent you my way.
Yeah, she directed us towards you.
Because
she
usually does. We have an issue. Mm. We were helping Croyd. He's the rat on the stick salesman. He got lost in the sewers. And we were down there saving him. And two of our animals.
Well, one of our animals.
One of our animals, Cooper, he's a ferret.
It's mine.
Is this lovely woman, Kai's. Chased after the prince's cat, who we also found in the sewer. And I know, crazy story, right? And they somehow...
Ate radioactive waste,
and now they're both giant.
And one of them is the prince's
waste?
Cat.
What?
Well, radio... Just some sort of waste.
There's something down there that they ate that made them into giant animals.
Like huge.
Do you know what it was?
No.
Just like a puddle of waste.
And we need to bring the princes back... We need to bring the prince's cat back to him.
They won't take him.
They won't take him unless he's normal sized. And we also would want Cooper. We all want Cooper back.
Oh, my sweet normal size. Boy.
If there's anything you could do, anything at all.
Luckily for you, this is not the first time this month that this has happened.
wonder if it's the same reason.
Huh. Which is a blessing and a curse. The blessing being, I know how to fix your issue.
What's the curse?
Curse being is I have limited stock.
Okay.
What do you need?
What do you want?
What do you get?
Well, it's a simple potion. Should take, I don't know, 2 hours to make, 2 doses.
Amazing.
Oh, but the ingredients needed.
Oh, boy.
Ladies, they're not cheap.
Okay.
What are we talking?
All right, how much money you need?
Did you layaways?
My God. But how much money do you need?
Well, and you see her, she's drawing numbers in the air with her fingers, and you'll notice that purple light shows up where she draws.
Amazing.
And she says, well, I could do it for about 200 gold each.
Each? How much?
That would be 400 gold in total.
That's fine.
That's fine.
400 in total?
I can do that for my Cooper. That's fine.
I could
400 pitch. Each? 400
200 total. Each.
200.
200 each?
Yes.
Oh, for each potion.
Oh, my God, you guys. 200 per potion, 400 total.
Would you like me? The numbers are right here.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. Whatever.
So where did Mavis go? Because Mavis
is not going to fucking pitch in.
It's for Melvin. It's for Melvin. She's part of our team.
I'll go find Mavis really quick.
Okay. All right, so Griana, you walk over and you find Mavis. And Mavis actually has a full basket at this point. just like different things. And you have found her in sort of the the lush-esque section. Wow. So she's like pulling out little like bath bombs and she's like putting them in. And she's
Mavis, what did you find?
Just stuff.
Really? Okay, well, you might want to save up because we kind of have a fee that we have to pay. We were wondering if you're going to be going in on it with us.
Oh, no.
Wait.
No, you're not there. That's fine. Sorry. Okay, just level with me. Why?
Didn't you guys just win like a whole thing that gave you like a whole lot of gold?
I suppose, but we're just, we don't have to all pitch in, you don't have to pitch in as much as us, but we were just wondering if you were able to pitch in anything.
Nope.
Just out of curiosity, so I know where we're at as a team, how much money do you have?
Why would I ever?
I'm not going to take advantage of you. Look, we don't have bad ties, me and you, so.
Right. Not like a ton. I don't have, 10,000 gold in between the four of you? Is that what it was?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that you're fine if you don't know how much gold you have.
Okay, look. I just thought I would ask because we're all pitching in something. So, and it's Cooper's at stake. I know you and Kai are kind of rocky. So, honestly, I don't expect this from you, but I appreciate you considering.
I'm glad I'm living up to your expectations.
Okay, you know what? I don't want you to piss me off, so don't. Bye. Bye. Bye.
She just nods and she lets you walk off and she go back to the other.
How'd it go?
Well, okay, so she's not going to pitch in, and I know, classic.
Kai walks over to Mavis.
No. Do you see the sign that says with purpose?
This is with purpose.
You know what?
But also, she's just part of our team.
Yeah, 50 bucks. For it, guys.
50 gold. I'll 50 pay. Gold.
I've slipped her No. For it. Without them seeing, I slipped her the four.
Hey, okay. This is just about, this was a team exercise if Mavis was going to pay.
All right.
But honestly,
Give me a second.
For Melvin,
Hold on.
She wasn't even there.
Can you please let me frame?
Yeah.
Let me frame the event. So, Griana, you come back, you tell them that Mavis has no intention of paying, and Kai, you're going to talk to Mavis now?
Yes.
Griana, are you trying to stop her?
Well, I just don't see the point because...
Okay, so if you're trying to stop her...
Yeah, I'm trying to stop her. Because I think we could spend our energy elsewhere, like, trying to get to know Mavis without pissing her off at every left turn. And she wasn't even in the sewer with us. And she's also a lot younger and didn't just get prize money.
I forgot about that.
So let's... we'll just cover it. Zil, please don't pay for all of it. I'll split it.
I said I was doing it without you guys seeing. I said I was slipping it to her.
Which means that both of you get to roll perception
and
checks.
Roll stealth.
And you roll stealth.
I got an 18.
I got a 7.
I got an 11.
I got an 18.
Great. So whatever. You guys are having this small conversation, and Zil hands over the money. And
we just had a money fight like college students.
Yeah, no, it's really good. And Excellence takes it. She nods. She waves her fingers in sort of a like the money symbol, and the money disappears off the counter. God, so cool. Sorry, I like her.
Yes, she's a wizard.
And the money disappears off the counter, and she says, 2 hours.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, guys, let's go.
Kind of want to... Okay, we'll go.
They don't question it.
Yeah,
but so. I also... Wait, can I pour it... I pay for my healing salves.
Okay. I have a question for Excellence, actually.
Yeah, so you're staying at the counter.
They don't...
What?
Yeah, you guys are just sort of still, like, doing your things, and I don't think you've noticed that Zill is paid for it yet.
Wait.
Because you guys ready to go? Wait a second.
We have to pay still.
No, it's fine. I talked to Excellence, it's fine.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's fine.
No, it's
just got to come back in 2 hours.
That's your lying face.
You paid for it.
What do you mean? No, you...
You don't get to think that she's lying because she passed her stealth check.
Can I roll for...
You can roll perception to see if you can tell if she's lying.
Liz, do I roll deception?
Yes. Can I roll two?
Yes.
Fucking seven. Shit.
Hey, guys, what is a 17 plus a 3?
Fine. Hey.
All right, I got a 9.
Excellence, I'm going to spot the bill and pay $400 then.
No... I told them it was free, and I passed my deception.
Yeah, so you think it's free.
I said, no, I got it. I talked to her. She said it's fine.
Okay,
it's
Excellence. Can I at least give you a tip since you're so gracious in giving us a
free... If you insist.
Okay, we'll give you $20.
All right, thank you.
You're
welcome. Thank
you.
Go ahead and subtract 20 gold from your inventory.
Thank you. Can I see your pencil? Because clearly I am that dumb that I didn't get that.
Did you subtract your gold from the carriage ride?
Yes, I did.
Excellence goes, feel free to shop around. I'm sure
of course.
You guys have the eyes of people whose this is your first time here.
We have a couple of questions for you. Yeah. Ty, go ahead.
Well, you go first. Mine's kind of a private question.
Mine is kind of too, but I... Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I could do it and then leave.
Yeah, I won't listen to yours if you don't want
me to. It's fine. You could listen.
Okay.
I was wondering, Excellence, if you have any knowledge of any sort of device or spell or... potion that would give me immediate access to my parents.
Are they dead?
Half dead.
What?
They're half dead. But their minds are intact.
Darling, I'd love for you to elaborate real quick.
You've never heard of it?
No.
Surely you must. Your Excellence. Like, I gather you're really great. You're really smart and all-knowing. That's what
darling, I am,
off.
And I'm very, very quick to believe that you're lying to me.
I'm
about
not lying.
That your
I'm not
are half
lying.
Dead.
Of course, I am not lying.
I've lived for quite a few years now.
They're like half. The half their body's like ghost. It is crazy. I couldn't explain it. They never really fully did.
And you're looking to contact them?
No, I'm not trying to contact the dead. That's not what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Like a device where I could hear their voices or something. Call me crazy, but that should exist.
You're basically looking for a contact device.
An immediate
long
contact,
distance.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
I need to talk to them. I've heard something very weird.
And what is your budget for this?
I could spend a couple hundred at least.
You know what? I will put some feelers out there. I will see if there's any artifacts, things around, enchanters who know how to create such a thing.
Okay. Should I check back in later?
Yes. I will send. You're at Jack and Jill's, right?
Yes, I am.
When we are at coffee, I will tell Jack to send you to me.
Oh, you go to coffee?
Yes, okay. Every Tuesday.
Wow, okay. All right. What day is it today?
It's Wednesday, darling.
Oh, damn. All right. I'll wait a week. Okay. That'll be next year in D&D time.
Not if we keep it moving.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. My name's Griana.
Nice to meet you, Griana.
Griana
Ronda. Looks like you have a really... I won't be surprised if you make it far.
You won't be surprised?
No.
Oh, my God. I got the chills. Thank you so much. Wow. All right. It's all yours. Room's all yours. I'm going to go to the
real
lush
quick,
section.
Okay. The prices may be different, but this is sort of what's going to be available at the shop.
Ooh.
Hello, Your Excellence, my Excellence.
Kai Ebedite, was it?
Yes. Thank you for remembering. Gosh, you look
I must say that I love the color.
Oh, back at ya. Sorry, I got my tongue. Wow. Anyways, I was wondering if you could help me out with a little bit of truth potions, perhaps?
truth potions.
Yeah.
Yes, I do believe that, you know, those are heavily frowned upon in this city.
Oh, yeah, but, and
did
I slide
just
her.
Say truth potions?
Yeah, I slide her, I oh slide her 25 gold, and I go, between you and me.
And she does the little finger, and the gold disappears.
Can I be honest, yes. real quick? I was looking for Zone of Truth on the spell scroll sheet.
I'm getting
well, that's pretty much what it'll be. Is it'll be a, it'll be a, except for it will cast an automatic pass. She won't have to. Actually, she will have to roll. Just the DC will be higher.
Well, I'm looking for something maybe that I can like. Slip in a drink.
Slip into a drink.
Or,
wow.
Yeah.
May I ask who this is intended for?
I don't know if I should say.
That's fine. That's fine. You can't blame me for being curious, but I understand the...
It's for good intentions. It's not for bad,
oh,
I promise.
Oh, darling. I understand.
Oh, thank you, Excellence.
Now, I do happen to have 3 of these in stock. How many would you be looking for?
Let's do 2 to be safe.
All right, 2 to be safe. And you understand that since this is a unsavory item,
mm-hmm.
prices are higher.
What are we talking?
Those would go about 300 apiece.
Oh my. Well,
spend the money.
Okay, I'll take 2.
All right.
Shit, 2.
You put the money on the counter?
Yes.
All right. She waves her fingers. It disappears. She reaches into the same box you saw earlier. And 2 seconds later, 2 small vials. They are about the size of your pinky finger. And they contain an opal looking. It's that white...
Yeah,
liquid,
opalite, like kind of opalite glass.
The occasional
yeah.
like glimmer of a rainbow, sort of.
Yeah, it looks like dragon's eye, kind
of. Yeah. So she produces 2 of these, and you barely even see them because suddenly they are like being palmed to you mm-hmm. over the in the classic.
I give her a wink.
She says, "More tact."
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Your Excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see how much 3 poor healing potions and 2 greater ones would run?
3 healing potions and 2 greater ones. Great. Let me just make sure that I'm selling these right.
Oh my gosh. I'm really excited about what I'm about to buy here.
Oh my.
I think it's going to be with a purpose.
So you find in the shop that the greater healing potions are, there are a few in inventory you see on the shelves, and they're listed for 150 gold pieces per, and then the basic are listed for 50 gold piece.
Okay, I'm going to take 2 basic, 1 greater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I see?
So that's just 200.
Do you know what you're getting?
I already got stuff.
Oh, I was just okay.
Looking at it.
Oh, what'd you get? We'll talk later.
How many did you take? Sorry.
1 greater, 2 healing, so I just spent 200.
1 greater.
2 regular.
1 greater, 2 regular, that's 250.
Oh, because they're 150.
Yep.
Are we checking out right now? Is that what
No, not quite yet. You're all kind of doing your respective shopping. Yeah, I assume that you talked and said that you would meet outside once you were done.
Okay.
I'm outside.
Me too.
You're not buying anything else?
I mean, I already bought my healing salves.
Right, so did you take off the price? Are you buying greater ones or basic ones?
Or, like,
which
super
one
strong
do,
ones.
Like, I need 1 super strong.
Hey, yeah, my question is, what is a greater healing potion? What is that? Because I know a regular one's 1d4 plus 2.
It's 4d4 plus 4.
Okay.
Whoa, that's a big jump.
That's why it's 3 times the price.
Yeah, I understand the price now. Yeah. 4d4 plus 4?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to buy perfume, please.
And are you looking for, are you going back to Excellence, or are you finding, like, a store member?
A store member.
Great. So there are a few sort of lurking around, and then Melissa's also still in the front.
Do you have a scent that's most attractive towards a half-orc ranger male?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, half-orc rangers. I think Jamari is a half-orc ranger.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
And so are you finding Melissa, or are you just finding the first store member? You can
store member, first
right.
store member.
So you tap someone, and they turn around, and it's another human, all purple.
Excuse me, do you work here?
He looks down at his all purple clothes and he's like, yes,
of course,
yeah.
Right. So perfume. Do you have any perfume that would be attractive, attractive towards a half-orc ranger?
Are you looking for our love potion collection?
Sure. But I don't want to trick him into loving me. I just want to send...
Define trick.
I don't want to trick. No tricks. I just want him to like my personality.
Well.
But I...
Everything's a trick if you think about it long enough.
No, I just want to smell good. Is there a is there a foliage that half-orc rangers are drawn to that's not like meat? I don't want to smell like meat. I know.
I don't think we have like anything in this store that will make you smell like meat. Okay, so I think you can avoid that.
Okay. Can we go check them out? Maybe smell them a little bit or something?
All right, yes. I'll take you over to the Love Potion Collection.
Thank you very much.
So you walk, and this is actually closer to Excellence's counter.
Love potions. Wow.
And it's called. There's like this little section, and there's this like stand, and it's hanging from the ceiling. The little sign. It's called the Love Collection, and it's written in reds and golds. And
it's a big word to be using so soon in my craft
This man, slicked black hair, like. You notice that all of Excellence's staff are, like, attractive. Like, this is like a Hollister where they're all attractive on purpose.
Do you model?
Yeah. May I ask? Oh, I do. Do you want my headshot?
No. I wouldn't use it for anything.
That's fair. And then he walks over to the collection, and he pulls out a drawer. And when he pulls out the drawer, a display case levitates out of it and comes to center in front.
Whoa.
This place is legit.
I am not used to this.
And there are three perfume bottles.
Okay.
And there is a light pink, a light purple, and a dark red.
Ah.
Light purple.
Okay.
So, and he points at all of them. He says, there are varying degrees to what we offer. We like to call them, and he points at the pink. He says...
Like.
Points at the dark red.
Love.
Points at the light purple. Lust.
Ooh. Would this just be an intro to the feeling category of with the person?
Are you looking at love potions?
I'm looking at perfume. I want perfume. I just want to smell good.
That's love perfume.
Get the love. My lord.
What would make me just smell good? All I want to do is smell good.
Well, these will make you smell excellent.
But I don't want to. I don't want to put him in a trance where he doesn't like me for me.
I promise they'd like you for you. You seem a lovely woman. Who wouldn't like you for you?
Oh my god.
This would just amplify.
Amplify.
Any things that might be harboring.
What other perfumes do you have? Do you have like a I smell good potion?
We have a sort of business collection that makes you seem more professional, more in charge. We have a few other things, but those are mostly sold through Excellence.
Okay, I'm lust or love, lust or love, lust or love, lust or love. Okay,
panic buy.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get the love potion. Not the potion, love perfume. Oh, I'm just gonna do a light spritz on my décolleté.
The love titties.
And then, if you would package that up and then accompany me over to the musical instrument section, that would be amazing. So sorry.
All the musical instruments we sell are self-playing. They are, or they will amplify a skill.
You know what?
If you sort of attune to it. But they're certainly pricier. I will let you know. We do have a few ones on collection, but most people find them out of their price range.
Okay. You know what? Then I'll come back.
All right. So we'll just get this bottled up. We'll just get this packed up for you. Subtract 150 gold from your...
Okay. I will.
From your... and then so he puts it in this very nice purple wrapping and he hands you the bag like they do at Lush. Very nice.
That's a bath bomb.
And he says, listen, I've included some instructions in there. I must warn you, you must put your intention of who you're looking to woo.
Okay.
You must think of them when you're spraying it or the consequences could get a little...
Oh my God, like other people would fall in love with me?
Some may say that.
Okay, okay. Oh, thank you very much.
My God.
Okay.
I love that.
Well, I really appreciate your help. Is there a sort of a review area that I could leave your name? Maybe get a little...
Yeah, there's actually inside this bag, I've tucked a survey. If you comment in, you drop it in that box right there at the front. You are entered to win just a nice little...
Ooh.
Some call them...
Mystery box.
A nice little mystery.
Ooh, will do. And then I feel... will do. I've never heard of a shop doing such a thing. What a big city living life this is. And then I fill it out, and then I put it in the box, and then I meet everyone outside.
Great. And so everyone's outside.
Also, just so you know, I got 4 of the expensive healing potions, and I subtracted 32 from them.
I need you to roll a retrospective... I'm so sorry. I should have done this. Roll a stealth. I just need you to retroactively roll one, please.
Okay.
Why? What'd she do?
It doesn't. Probably doesn't matter.
I know why.
Hold up. I got a 16 plus something.
Okay.
Plus, where's stealth? Oh, 16 plus 2, that's an 18.
Okay, good. You're good. All right, so you all do your purchasing. Oh, man.
That was fun.
Great.
And you all head outside, and all of you have some sort of bag with you.
Okay, guys,
Mavis has like a, you know, there's like a Forever 21 bag, right?
That has like an IKEA bag?
Mavis has like a size akin to that.
versus okay.
The little.
So. Mavis, I think you lied to me. I think you do have money, sister.
All right, I'm not saying, I never said I didn't have money. I said I don't have 10,000 gold on me collectively.
You know what? It's okay, Mavis, because guess what? I'm going to pick my battles, and I'm not picking this one with you. And I think I will lead by example and say that you should also pick your battles with us.
Perfect.
Okay.
Let's head to the Staples.
Nope, we got 2 hours.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
We got 2 hours, and we got to pick it up, and then we can go to the Staples.
Well, Mavis looks at you guys, and she says, listen, I have every intention of dropping this back off.
Okay, let's go to Jack and Jill's and get a bite to eat, and then let's come back.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys start heading back to Jacques-Angile.
Jacques-Angile. That's funny. I was just looking at my pen, and it says Le Pen.
Le Pen?
Le Pen, Jacques-Angile. Yes.
All right, so you guys all exit Excellence's shop.
I'm feeling
to Jack and Jill's.
I'm feeling better.
To Jack and Jill's. So, and Mavis obviously meets you out there, too. All 4 of you are walking back together, relative, somewhat conversational, but also just, just kind of walking.
You know when you buy something and, like, you immediately feel kind of, like, optimistic about what it might bring?
No.
Yes. I have never felt that.
Okay.
What'd you buy?
I don't know. I'm kind of embarrassed to say, but... I bought perfume. I bought a love perfume.
What?
I bought a love.
At this point,
I bought a love
Mavis
perfume.
Throws her head back, and you just hear.
Hey, Mavis, I'm actively trying to like you.
You bought a love perfume.
Are you what?
You're gonna make somebody love you through a perfume?
Never mind.
Oh, don't cry, Grianna. It's okay.
I'm sorry, I've never cried before.
No, it's okay. You
I'm
know,
feeling really vulnerable. Who are you? You evil tween monster.
I've never cried in front of you before.
I've gotta go. I'm just gonna power walk ahead of you guys. That was really cruel.
Can I power walk next to Grianna?
Yeah, you guys start power walking ahead.
Grianna, wow, I'm sorry about that. I get it.
It's okay. I'm kind of just that was a really big step.
Can I say something though? I think was a really smart purchase.
Really?
Yeah I Thank really you. Think
I've been throwing my money around a lot lately. So and I feel like this is the first time I've really spent it on something that I've cared about in a long time.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
It's a me purchase, I think. It's a me purchase.
Wow.
Meanwhile, I'm proud of you. You two Thanks. Walking ahead have left Zill and Mavis 10 steps back. And Mavis takes a second and she looks at you and she goes, that's fucking crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't think that's a good, I don't think that's a sound thing to do.
Isn't that crazy?
Is it like a midlife crisis?
You know, I don't think so. I think she's a little bit young for that.
Oh, I don't know.
Might be. Who knows?
Young for what?
A midlife crisis.
Oh,
thank you. I thought you meant for perfume.
No.
never be too
that's,
young for perfume.
That's
a disaster I'm very excited to watch.
It's a disaster, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I didn't hear any of it, so I can't say anything.
Nope. And then you guys just go back to kind of walking in silence, unless you have any other plans.
Hey, Kai, did you get anything at the store?
I tried, but she didn't have what I needed.
All right, well, roll a fucking deception check, you dumbass. You're smiling while you said it. Like if you had done, like, relatively good role-playing, I might have let it slide.
Can I roll perception?
Nothing that I noticed. Yeah, you'll have to roll perception.
What am I rolling?
Crit.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you can roll and hope it's a crit.
Well, that was a really cool roll. Ew.
Yummy.
It was a six.
Just going to gobble up this moment.
That was my first crit on this cool new dice. It says crit. Hand-painted dice by who?
Eroch Gaming.
Woo! Oh, my God. Yes. Eroch Gaming. These are so cool.
They are very cool.
And support her because she hand-paints these.
Yeah, they're very
that's
nice.
Impressive.
I love them a lot.
All right, I crit.
So she goes, not that anything, she didn't have what I wanted.
She, like, does the thing where she puts her hands up and, like, gestures with her shoulders.
I did get a 16. Let's be mindful.
No, it was a convincing question. No, didn't have anything that I wanted. But then you notice that there's, like, a little smirk in her fucking mouth as she keeps walking. And she doesn't think that you're looking too hard at her.
It's so embarrassing, Greta.
Why are you lying? That's your lying face.
I know. I'm lying face. Because I'm embarrassed. I don't want you to tell Zill.
You buy like
well, so you know how I've been wanting to have like a threesome in this town because it's like a thing.
Okay, no, you still have your lying face on.
No, I'm actually very serious.
Oh,
see,
I need to think clearly. I can't think.
sorry. You know, it's just really hard for someone to be attracted to me. You know, and I'm not looking for love or anything like that.
I feel like you sleep with people all the time.
Well, it's I've been going through a dry spell.
Me too.
So, oh God, so embarrassing.
What'd you buy? I won't tell. If you really don't want me to tell, unless it's like a bomb or something, I won't tell.
No, it's not a bomb. It's not a bomb. It's just, you know, just something to give, like, Viagra for women. I'm so embarrassed.
What?
She just told you she bought Viagra for a woman. Now let's see if she pulls off the lie.
What do I do for that?
Deception.
Don't think
what's
that.
What's that under?
Charisma.
You need that.
And then roll to see if you.
I'm going to have to roll perception.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that'd be insight.
Oh, insight. Yeah. Well, I rolled a 19 naturally and then 21. So.
And you got?
11.
Hi. But you don't need that. I know you don't need that. Just the other night you were talking about how like crazy active you've been. Or you're just like how you age like fine wine sexually. So, I what did you buy? You're freaking me out.
Kai just runs.
What?
Kai runs.
Kai sprints.
Kai sprints. Oh my God! I'm the one that's supposed to storm off.
Okay.
What world happened?
So now Kai has run. Visit. Are you running towards Jack and Jill's, or have you taken, like, a left so they can't see you running off in the distance?
Oh, like a stealthy left.
I turn around.
Okay, so you run so you to get out of sight.
I turn around and look at Mavis and Zill. And go, she's wanted some exercise.
Okay.
Mavis gives a thumbs up.
So do I. What did you buy? You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Just some. I didn't, you know, stowaways don't really get luggage, so.
And then. And then I go, how does that feel?
I'm sure I felt a lot better laughing at you than you did laughing at me.
I felt great. I felt fantastic.
Good for you. You need a win.
What the frick? On a rat on a stick. Lame.
Okay.
Lame.
Cool.
Whatever.
Anyway... Great.
You know what, Mavis? Look at my face. Reset. Beep, bop, boop. Reset. We're fine. We're fine. I'm better than this. You're much younger than me.
Much.
Much younger. I'm very mature.
So. Oh, fuck. That's a good one, though.
What?
That's just what she said.
What, much? It's
funny. Yeah.
I'm much younger. I mean, yeah, you're much younger.
I am.
Yeah, and I am wise. Well, I'm aged.
I would think of you, I would definitely, perhaps less of the wise elder, but I keep the elder in there.
Can I talk to you seriously, Mavis?
Yeah, huddle up.
What did I do? What did we do? Like I'm just wondering, like, I genuinely try to level with you so people stop, so I can kind of mediate, so this experience goes pleasantly. And I'm just wondering, like, what your source of aggression is towards me in particular.
You in particular. I think that you are a country bumpkin who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing and is going to continue to hurt the ones you love until you learn what you're actually up to.
Well, okay. That was a really harsh version of who I am.
Not untrue, though, I would really venture.
You know what? I'm going to humor you and say that you're not completely in the wrong. But I will tell you that I wouldn't call me a country bumpkin. I would say I'm a former meat shop owner, and I know quite a bit. But I'm discovering a lot more about myself, and I think that encouraging growth is the best. This is I've been reading this a lot in my How to Stand Up and Don't Look Back Down book. I'm going to continue to grow. And if you want to encourage that, then that's fine. But if you don't, then that you're really honestly hurting yourself because you're not allowing yourself to grow either. So I'm sorry that you view me that way. But you're feeding into the pessimistic world that exists that judges people like me harshly and doesn't even give them a chance to prove that they are good.
Listen, I just think that you are so desperate to find good in this world that you're not looking at the bad that's surrounding you.
I'm looking at bad. You have a very bad attitude.
Right.
A very, very bad attitude.
I might have a bad attitude, but I'm not a bad person.
I know.
And I think you've surrounded yourself with bad people.
Well, okay. I know you're not a bad person because I continue to try to trust you, but you have a bad attitude. So if you want to be
friends, at least I'm not going to get taken advantage of because I've never been outside my home. Hometown.
I'm outside my hometown right now. My hometown got burned down, you bitch. Shut up. Shut up. Oh, my God. Okay? Listen. If I am going to be surrounding myself with good people, do you want me to surround myself with good people?
Yeah.
If you're such a good person, then why don't you let me surround myself with you?
Ooh. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
If you are such a good person, why can't I surround myself with you?
I've never claimed to be a good person.
You just said you were. You just said you were like 5 seconds ago. We could replay that.
Okay, we'll play the tapes. One, two. I'm not out here to fuck you over. Mm-hmm. I'm not out here to take advantage of you.
Okay, well, I don't know that, Mavis. I don't know that because you...
Do you know that about the people around you, though?
You know, honestly, if they were to screw me over, then I would figure it out. But I trust them for now because I have...
And I think that's why you're a fool.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Because,
it really is.
But, well, what... All right, what... Do you have any reason to think that they're bad people?
No, I'm done with this.
No, do you have any
and
reason?
Mavis starts walking again.
All right, I'm going to take that as you've been doing some snooping and you know something that I don't. So I'm going to find out why you're here.
Mavis gives you a thumbs up as she's
walking.
And I
want to know why these people are supposed to be bad. I want to know! I fall to my knees.
I would like to say... Halfway through that, Were they walking?
They stopped.
I kept walking.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to Jack and Jill's.
Okay.
I'm kind of freaking out right now a little bit.
Yeah.
Real life and as
yes, okay.
Can I go by, like, where are we? Where are, like...
Okay, so you are... I can give you the actual map. You are in the Midlands. And so you can head back up, go to the Merchants District, a lot of lunchy type places.
Is there anywhere? I want to go somewhere. It doesn't have to be exactly this because I know that's probably because we're in a city, so it would be hard to come by. Somewhere kind of near the edge.
Yeah, actually, if you actually...
That's not very populated.
Yeah, you can start heading... never eat soggy wok. You can head northeast,
okay,
and that'll take you up towards the ruins that aren't very populated
at
all.
Yeah, I want to go there.
Okay, great.
I want to walk there.
Great. Okay.
I want to look out and...
Just kind of throw it. There you go.
Yeah. What kind of road am I walking on? Can I skateboard to the ruins to a certain point?
It'll be uphill, but I'm sure a skilled skateboarder can make that happen.
Can I do that?
Absolutely.
I would just like chill skateboard.
Yeah. Take your time. Absolutely.